Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. It's game day. It is game day as the Texans. This is a huge game. A huge, huge game against the Seattle Seahawks. This kicks off this four-game stretch against opponents that are all playoff contenders, all in the playoffs, I believe, right now, if the season ended. And it's a road game in Seattle, Monday Night Football. And we do this normally on Mondays after the game. But, man, I Institute, baby. We ain't gonna forget about you on a Monday, baby. We're going to keep you rolling here. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. Who do you think will be the player of the game? Who do you think will be the Man Eye Institute player of the game? Who is it we're going to be talking about had a big impact on this game? 713-572-4610. Someone text in, it's got to be Woody Marks. Champ Slice says Nico Collins. Let's hear you, Clint Sterner. Who do you think we're going to be talking about that's going to be a big impact player of the game?
I'm going to go with Derek Stingley Jr. I think this is a game that Derek Stingley Jr., whether they do it from the beginning or they do it, you know, as an adjustment at some point in the game, I think Derek Stingley Jr. ends up mirroring Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and at that point I believe that he's removed from the box score. And I believe that Derek Stingley Jr. is going to get him a turnover or two in this game.
Yeah,
so they need him. If I had to pick, because I think our defense is going to have to make several plays throughout this game to swing momentum in a big way and to give points ultimately to the offense, if not score themselves. And so the only way I'm getting a Man Eye Institute player of the game for the Texans is if we win. And I think in order to do so, Derek Stingley Jr. is going to have a monster game.
This is why they paid him.
That's it.
Right? Like, yep. This is the unique thing that he brings to the game. There have been Hall of Fame corners in this league that aren't, Richard Sherman comes to mind,
yep,
that aren't guys that, hey, man, we can send you to follow everybody. Some guys are really good zone corners. Rondé Barber comes to mind. Peanut Tillman comes to mind. But you pay a guy like him, Surtain, those guys, because they can go lock and travel and play anywhere on the field. And with JSN, they're going to need that. They're going to need that big time.
That's right.
Derek Stingley Jr. I like that. Derek Stingley Jr. is yours. Someone else text in. That's a good one, Champ Slice. That's a good one. JSN is potentially going to be an issue. Mine is Danielle Hunter. I think this is a big game here. Sam Darnold and the Seahawks, they have been the number one team in the league when it comes to big plays. Big chunk plays, they have had more than anybody has. Sam Darnold, a lot of it with JSN, a lot of it going there. But just overall, this offense has jumped up big time in terms of big plays. And the best thing that the Texans do, arguably, on their team is get after the quarterback. And Danielle Hunter, who is a great, not good, a great pass rusher, I think has the ability to be the guy that teams aren't keying on the front seven. I think when people are sitting out looking at the Texans, they're looking at Will Anderson Jr. from an offensive standpoint and what we've got to stop. We can't let him. And I think he tends to have a lot of opportunities to impact the game against, you know, single coverage with tackles. And they got a pretty good one over there, but I think Danielle Hunter is going to have a big game. I think we're going to see a lot of pressure from him and sacks.
Well, it's got the makings of a game where Danielle Hunter could potentially be the Manai Institute player of the game. There's no doubt about that. Look, I mean, we're talking about a guy. Just forget about the scheme. I mean, they're a play action, deep drop, and throw the ball over the top and look for explosives when they do call pass plays. But even with that said, I mean, just look at the guy. Sam Darnold is not afraid to hold the football until the very last second. So I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are going to have plenty of opportunity to get after him. I could very well see Danielle Hunter having a big part of helping win this game, no question.
Yeah, I think the pressure is going to have to be a big thing. Right? The Texans are going to have to get Sam Darnold off his mark in this game to have a chance. Someone has texted in Kalen Bullock. We'll have a couple of picks.
That'd be a good one.
I've been a little down on him. Only just because I thought he was – I'm not saying he – and I said this a couple of weeks. I'm not saying he's been bad, but I just – well, training camp, it was like, look out. This dude, this nut here is about to go crazy this year. And I think we've talked about it a little bit. They play him a lot closer to the line of scrimmage, and we'll see what happens. But, it'd be nice to see him stand out as well. EJ Speed coming on. Dalton Schultz. From Art on the on YouTube and Twitch, jumps out Tyler. Who is your who do you think is going to be the Manai Institute player of the game tonight?
I am rolling with a fellow y'all talked quite a bit about in that first segment. That'd be Nico Collins. He had 4 receptions, I believe, 52 yards and a touchdown against the Ravens in that win before the bye week. I'm looking for Kaylee and company to continue that trend in the right direction. Get Nico the ball early and often. He's going to show up in best bets as well, but I'm going with Nico. If they want to leave Seattle with a win, they got to do that. They got to go to him early, often, and find Nico. Let's go.
Yep. See Nico Collins a few times. Champ Slice said, "It'd be great if Petrie is. I'm worried about Petrie on Cooper Kupp."
It's a good matchup talk right there.
I hope that's not going to happen.
Yeah. No. Nico's the. I think he's the most important one of the whole bunch. Offense or defense. I mean, this cannot be a game where they allow the Seattle Seahawks to shift coverage one direction and just take him out of the mix. Like it can't be. I know they talk about that over there. I hate hearing it. I think it's an extreme cop-out, if I'm being completely honest. You know, you mess around and lose this game and Nico Collins got 3 or 4 catches and your offense sputters, that's going to be a bad look for the offense. So I think Nico's – if they've got a chance in hell of winning this game on the road in Seattle tonight, it's got to be a big, steady, heavy dose of 12, no question.
Yeah, and you know what? As I see some people rolling in with their different thoughts of guys, C.J. Stroud, come on, man, it's easy. Yes, C.J. Stroud has to have a big game. But let's build on that, because I know in your mind, two stars, and Nico Collins is one of them, two stars have to, and many times we have big games like this. I say it all the time, man, this is your stars got to come and go. And the Texans have several of those guys there, and they need them to step up. But there are two in particular, Nico Collins, one of them. We'll tell you who those are and build on that coming up in just a bit as we continue right here on a game day, live right here on The Drive.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching in inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.